नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ द 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट नंबर 58। किं दुस्सहं नु साधूनां विदुषां किमपेक्षितम्, किम् अकार्यं कदर्याणां द्युष्टजं किं धृतात्मनां। ट्रांसलेशन: व्हाट इज पेनफुल फॉर सेंटली पर्सन्स who strictly adhere to the truth? How could there not be independence for pure devotees who know the Supreme Lord as the substance? What deeds are forbidden for persons of the lowest character? And what cannot be given up for the sake of Lord Krishna by those who have fully surrendered unto his lotus feet? Purport: since the 8th son of Devaki was to kill Kamsa, one might ask, what was the need for Vasudev to deliver the firstborn child? The answer is that Vasudev had promised Kamsa that he would deliver all the children born of Devaki. Kamsa, being an asura, did not believe that the 8th child would kill him. He took it granted that he might be killed by any of the children of Devaki. Vasudev, therefore, to save Devaki, promised to give Kamsa every child, whether male or female. From another point of view, Vasudev and Devaki were pleased when they understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, would come as their eighth son. Vasudev, a pure devotee of the Lord, was eager to see Krishna appear as his child from the 8th pregnancy of Devaki. Therefore, he wanted to deliver all the children quickly so that the 8th ton would come and Krishna would appear. He begot one child every year so that Krishna's turn to appear would come as soon as possible. I am not at all qualified to speak on the Bhagavatam and especially the 10th canto. So, Krishna is just about to appear so soon. And Kamsa has already shown his lowest character by attempting to kill his own sister. And Vasudev has exhibited his character by trying to do the needful to help Krishna appear. Vasudev could have thought that since it is already spoken by providence, by the celestial voice, that the 8th child of Devaki is going to appear and kill Kamsa, because since he is a pure devotee, as explained in the purports, who is always surrendered to the Lord, he would have natural this understanding that anyways Devaki, nobody can harm her because her 8th son is going to appear and kill Kamsa. So Vasudev had no need to take that anxiety to save Devaki on his shoulders. But Vasudev, being a devotee, he wants to take, he's also exhibiting this quality of not giving up one's duties and activities, and he's trying to protect Devaki so that Krishna can be born. Although he is 100% sure, the 8th child who can kill Kamsa can definitely take care of himself. You don't need to actually worry for the 8th child. But Vasudev is exhibiting character of a pure devotee who wants to take an opportunity to serve, although there is no need because it's already spoken by providence. Because other thing also is that Vasudev exhibits the character that he is not at all fearful and he is not even thinking of the consequences. For an ordinary father or mother, if we see, to voluntarily give one's own child in someone's hand because he is going to actually kill, or rather to give the promise that I promise you that I will deliver all my sons to you. What to talk of parting away? What to talk of killing? We cannot even part away. No person in this world, no father or no mother, generally, everybody is so excited. They plan for years and months. It's a very ambitious project kind of a thing. That my son, my child is going to appear. I am going to become a father. I am going to become a mother. So seeing from that perspective, that a king is married, he is going to obviously look for somebody who has to inherit his kingdom. And in that stage, Vasudev is not fearful. He has no such thoughts and he agrees to Kamsa. And therefore, this verse is actually glorifying Vasudev. There are four questions in this verse. What is painful for saintly persons who strictly follow the truth? How could there not be independence? What are the deeds of the persons of the lowest characters? What are forbidden deeds? And what cannot be given up for the sake of Lord Vishnu? Three of these questions are actually glorifying Vasudev and his characteristics. And one of the questions, the deeds forbidden for the lowest, is actually describing Kamsa. They are not questions, they are an answer in itself. That because Vasudev is a person who is fully, strictly adhering to the truth, therefore it is possible for him to give such a promise. He has no dependencies. We see in this currently in our Indian subcontinent, somebody who is fighting for the truth, he has no fear. Although it's on a little bit on the materialistic level, for the cause of the nation, something corruption, just one, but just because somebody is truthful, he does not fear what I have to die by fasting, what if I am jailed, what if I fail in the whole attempt. All these things don't exist. I was seeing many videos. I'm not propagating or preaching on his behalf. But certain things where he was telling that we should not be, all of you, if you are prepared to fight, be prepared to die, be prepared to stay in jail, be prepared to starve. What is the harm? So just even on a materialistic cause, if one is so truthful and has dedicated his life in honesty, he gets such power, he has no dependence. It is not that only one person is speaking the truth. There are thousands others who are truthful in this world, but many of them don't want to pursue it. As one person said, we are not afraid of the truth, we are afraid of the consequences. So ordinary people, they are afraid that if I speak this thing, what if this happens? What if I am killed? What if I am degraded? What if I am maligned? What if this happens? What that happens? But for a person who strictly follows the truth, he does not have these fears. Even on a materialistic level, what to talk of a pure devotee? No dependencies, no fear. What will happen to my family? What will happen later? What will happen if this thing happens? No dependencies are there. There is a natural freedom, and that is what is called independence. Therefore, the second question connects. It's an answer to the first question itself. How could there not be independence for the pure devotees who know the Supreme Lord as a substance? There is natural freedom, natural independence. One boy, one time, in one of the programs, he comes to our programs, he was telling how early days when he was in the college, he had so much peer pressure to follow the latest fashion. In fact, he does not come from a very wealthy family. He does not have enough money. But then there was so much peer pressure for fashion, for looks, for this and that. And he would tell, I was so much dependent on all these factors. But after coming to the programs for some time, after getting some knowledge about spiritual life, now I no longer fear that. Now those dependencies are not there. I am not dependent on who is speaking what about me, what someone is thinking about me. He was telling how there was so much peer pressure that I don't have a partner. People were doubting whether you are normal. It's a trend that one must be associating with the opposite gender, or maybe the same gender. That trend is also coming up. But if you are alone, that means there is some problem. And he was a person who told, I was so victimized by this thing. It took 6-8 months, but now he says, now people make fun of me, they tease me, my own very good friends, they have maligned my image, and still, I don't care, there is no problem. Those things don't hurt him, they don't pain him. Even normal knowledge about spiritual life, even if when it is not perfected, ordinary information about, of course, no information about Krishna is ordinary, but some information about spiritual life, if you get, that relieves of so much of pain, burden and fear from our material existence. What to talk of Vasudeva, who is explained that who knows the Supreme Lord as the substance of everything. He knows that Supreme Lord is the essence. So how can there not be any independence for him? To take such a vow that, okay, I promise you that I will deliver all the 8 children born of Devaki, all the children who are born of Devaki. In this material world, there are these 4 factors which rule the existence. First is fear. Because there is fear, we want to take shelter of something. Fear means insecurities, something or the other, subtle and gross. We want to take shelter in something, in our habits, in some person, in our own creations, whatever. Because there is fear, we need to take shelter. And because a jiva by nature wants joy and happiness, therefore he wants to covet the object of happiness. What can give pleasure? So in this context, once it's explained how Krishna's grandfather Parjanya was asked by his sons, Nanda and Upananda. He was asked that, my dear father, please tell us very briefly what is the essence of the scriptures. We want you to answer a few questions. So they asked these 4 fundamental questions. First they asked, what is the cause of fear in this material life? So Parjanya answered, karma is the cause of fear. How karma is the cause of fear? Because there may be many desires in our heart, but as long as they are desires, they are just like dreams. Fear has not manifested. But when you go to fulfill those dreams, immediately that is what is called action or karma. So you have acted to fulfill that dream, so you are already attached to the results. When you are attached to the results, you are protective by nature to ensure that those results come as they are supposed to. So there is natural fear when there is karma involved. So he explained, what is the cause of fear? Karma. Then they ask the next question. What is the cause of what is the shelter? So Parjanya answers, bhakti to the Lord is shelter. Only devotional service to the Lord is shelter. Then they ask, what is the most cherished object in this world? He answers, the devotees of the Lord are the most cherished object. Because most cherished object is supposed to give you happiness, right? So devotees of the Lord are most cherished. If devotees are most cherished, what do devotees actually give? They facilitate love for Krishna. They facilitate the whole love for Krishna to fructify. And therefore, in the 4th question, they ask, what is happiness? So Parjanya answers, Krishna prema is happiness. So it's a beautiful discussion. And therefore, Vasudeva is in full knowledge of these basic fundamentals. He has no doubt. And he knows that Krishna is not born because of my karma, because karma produces fear. If Krishna was simply born by my action, then there would be some kind of fear involved. Like an ordinary parent, when they are giving birth to a child, There is so much stress and fear involved in all the months till the child is born, and after, it's a completely fearful life itself. But even before, in all aspects, not just even before the child is born, on the third month, fourth month, fifth month, they do so many tests, seeing that whether the acids are normal, whether the brain fluids are normal, whether the physical structure is normal, whether he's psychologically proper. There are so many tests one undergoes. So much fear is involved in the birth of a child. When ordinary karma always produces fear. In Vasudev and Devaki's case, before Krishna appeared, there was unlimited bliss and joy. If it were ordinary karma, it would produce fear. But that fear did not exist. Imagine, you know that there is death looming over your head. Kamsa wants to kill you, kill your child. He's standing there. And six of them are already killed. So naturally on the seventh, you will naturally be fearful. You will be distressed. You will not even want to do service. Vasudev and Devaki were actually doing service to Krishna. If one after other six projects fail, we will give up. Okay, nobody is giving attention. I don't believe in love. I am told to do so much, and then at the last minute they destroy it. Created something, they destroy it. Back to square one. How long can you carry on doing service to Krishna? Here it is not a question of carrying on. Vasudev is actually blissful in the appearance of Krishna. That shows that is not an activity of karma. Jiva Goswami explains very beautifully. He says, in the first place, Krishna who was born to Devaki and Vasudev was not Krishna at all, because Krishna is Vrajendra Nandana. Vrajesha Tanaya means he is born in Vrindavan only. So it is explained, very beautifully he explains that during the time Krishna was born to Vasudev and Devaki, at that same time, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda gave birth to two children. One was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who appeared in a black complexion. And one who appeared in the jail to Vasudeva and Devaki was just merely a partial expansion of Krishna in the Chaturbhuji form. As a 16-year-old person, he just appeared. Krishna never appeared in the jail. He explained so beautifully. And he explained that Nanda and Yashoda, they were actually not begetting child for a long time. And therefore, they were told by the acharyas, the leaders, the guides of the society during that time, their family priests, that you must do a sacrifice so that Krishna is born, so that whom you are coveting is born. So Nanda, he explains very beautifully. He says that the child which I want to be born is not an ordinary child whom I am coveting for, whom I am desiring for. And the child which I want cannot come because of my karma. Because you are telling me to do some sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is another act of karma or duty or whatever. It's a karmic activity. He said, a mere karmic activity cannot bring the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not possible. No amount of karma or pious activities can bring the Supreme Lord. So Nanda Maharaj is very clear that all these things, of course, it was only because of his devotional service that the Lord appeared. But again, Nanda Maharaj explains. He explains further also that Krishna, who is the cause of this whole material creation, who is the cause of the karma coming up, how can karma cause Krishna? Because Krishna is the cause of all karmas. It is not possible. And therefore, Nanda and Yashoda give up that thought that just by mere our performance of sacrifice, Krishna can be born, and they take shelter of the devotional principles. So, Krishna was actually born there. And the same Krishna, in the plenary expansion, when he appeared in the jail, at that time, Vasudev requested Krishna, the Chaturbhuja form. He requested, please take your form as an ordinary child so that I can render service unto you. Because he knew that he had to be shifted to Gokul. And at that time it is explained that Supreme Personality of Godhead who had appeared in the quarters of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, he actually transferred himself and merged with that wonderful 400 form of Vishnu, and that form became of a small child of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then he was transferred. Similarly, it's also the case of Balram. It's explained that Balram also never actually appeared. Yogamaya was ordered in the sixth month of Devaki's pregnancy that please shift this child from Devaki's womb and take him to Rohini's womb. And Rohini's womb was actually impregnated, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his first expansion of Balaram had in his complete powers had manifested in Rohini's womb, and in his partial expansion he was there in Devaki's womb, and that partial expansion was moved by Yogamaya and put into Rohini's womb. And eventually after 14 months Baldev appeared. So this is how is the birth of Krishna and Balaram. It is not merely by karmic activities that okay now we have desired. It is explained when Krishna had to be born, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were so happy. They were talking to each other, I am having such kind of dreams. And she was telling, I also got the same kind of dreams. I also dreamt that my beautiful child who is having wonderful, explained the whole features of the body, and he is protected by celestial beings and great demigods are actually caressing his body, kind of massaging or giving comfort. And Nand Maharaj said, yes, I saw the boy who was dark in color. Did you see? Yashoda is telling, yes, I also saw. He was dark in complexion. So both of them are in extreme joy. That is in Gokul. But here in the prison, Devaki and Vasudev, they are also blissful. This is an unusual phenomena. There was no bliss experienced in the earlier children. But when Krishna was appearing, there was no activity which was performed. Suddenly Krishna appeared in the heart, in the mind, then heart, and then transferred. And there was joy throughout. There was not a moment of anxiety till Krishna had to take away his yogamaya potencies and bring them to the reality. Oh, you are in jail, you are supposed to serve me. So therefore, karmic activities cannot produce such kind of such output. So therefore, Vasudev is such a person who has full knowledge of, and therefore he has no fear. For him, it's naturally easy. It is not that it was easy for him because Krishna had already predicted. No. If Krishna predicts, so sometimes we go to many astrologers and they predict. You are going to earn a lot of money. I can see. After 10 years, you will be a crorepati. But now, you are still suffering because of anxiety. Why? But because currently your business is not working proper. So just knowing the output cannot actually deliver you from the present situation. Even if you know finally. That okay, say somebody may tell us, okay, finally you all are going to go back to Godhead. Like Prabhupada said, all of you are pure devotees and liberated. But are we able to rejoice that fact now? Aren't we genuinely suffering because of our bodily and mental conditions? We are suffering. So even if somebody tells, definitely by the end of this lifetime you are going back to Godhead, that cannot give pleasure at this moment unless and until there is a realization of that particular knowledge at this moment. And Vasudev is a person who just does not have knowledge. He has realization of this truth. Incomplete. And therefore there is total independence. I will deliver all my children to you. And in contrast to his feelings, his commitments to Kamsa, therefore this third question comes. Who was Kamsa? Vasudev was telling such a thing to whom? Kamsa, who was the lowest of one of the lowest of mankind. Why? What deeds are forbidden for persons of the lowest character? It means that those who are of the lowest character, there is no deeds which can be forbidden. They can fall till any extent. Because Kamsa, although he is the brother of Devaki, and out of overwhelming emotions, he says, I am going to be your Sarathi. And the moment the celestial voice says that your sister's son is going to kill you, immediately emotions change. Bhaginim hamtum arabdham, khadga pani kache grahit. With one hand of his own sister, with the left hand he caught the hair of Devaki, and the right hand he puts the sword on the neck of Devaki. Just see. The same thing we see in Prahlad Maharaj's case also. Hiranyakashipu, when he first takes Prahlad on the lap after sending him to Gurukul, that my beautiful child, he actually caresses the body of Prahlad, touches the parts of the body, so nice. And then it is explained that tears were gliding down the cheeks of Hiranyakashipu, that much emotion. And the moment Prahlad said, Hiranyakashipu, what did you learn in Gurukul? He said, Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead. Like a movie, the tears went back. Immediately emotions changed. He wanted to throw Prahlad. That is lowest of the mankind. There is no deed forbidden. When we see in this material world, when there are laws, why are the laws? For whom are the laws? The laws are just to scare people who have some inclination or some temptation to do some sinful activity. So the law comes. If you do this, there is punishment. But for a determined person who wants to commit a sin, there is no law. Laws are there to discourage from a sinful activity and to punish. But there is no law to stop a person from committing sin. There is no law. There is only devotional service which can stop a person from committing any amount of sinful activity, even little bit or more. So how can there be law for Hiranyakashipu or Kamsa? It's not possible. Therefore, this question, what deeds are forbidden? What deed can you classify for them? You should not do this because they can do anything. There is no deed which is forbidden from them. They can do anything. And in contrast, again, glorifying Vasudeva. The fourth question. What cannot be given up for one who has fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna? Vasudeva is such a person who has fully surrendered. In the Mukund Mala Stotra, King Kulashekar prays, Tyajantu Bandhava Sarve. For one who has surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God, he can give up all family connections or relations. Tyajantu Bandhava Sarve. Like Arjun, he had full emotions for his family, but just to serve the Supreme Personality of Krishna, Personality of Godhead. When he actually realized that Krishna is the source of my existence, Krishna is the purpose for which I am here, Krishna is the object which I am trying to please in all my attempts, Krishna is the object which I am trying to relish, he immediately surrendered at Krishna's lotus feet. And he voluntarily gave up all family connections to the extent that he also fought for the pleasure of Krishna. Tyajantu bandhe sarve, nindantu gurave janaha. Not just family members or friends. Gurave janaha. Gurave janaha means spiritual masters or those who are guides, elderly personalities. There is, if one's guru, so-called guru, if he is an obstacle on the path of service to Krishna, or he is creating an obstacle to serve Krishna, he can also be given up. The Bhagavatam explains about Bali Maharaj, how his own spiritual master Shukracharya, when he saw Vamandev come, he told him, don't try to follow the dictations of this Brahmana. He will induce you to do so many things. Because this Brahmana is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And very consciously he was trying to stop Bali Maharaj from even rendering menial, some ordinary service. But Bali Maharaj gave that up. Nindantu Gurave Jana, even if the gurus criticize you are disregarded by the seniors just because you are following devotional service to Krishna? That can also be done. Kulashekhar prays, Tathapi Paramanando Govinda Mama Jivanam. Still, because for that supreme pleasure, Paramananda, Govinda Mama Jivanam, I am ready to give up all for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So for one who has this understanding, one who is totally attached, those who have fully surrendered, we also see these are gross examples of criticism or rejection from family or guru. But even in the subtlest ways, or even where there is no criticism, we see in the case of Srivas Thakur that his own child was dead in his house. He was ready to ignore that aspect just to facilitate Lord Chaitanya's kirtan, the pleasure of the Lord. So the devotees of the Lord can go till any extent or to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, giving up their prestige, giving up their honor. So therefore, for Vasudev, it's natural. And he's fully understood who is this personality. And for him, therefore, to give up anything, these 8 children are nothing. Even protecting Devaki was a service to Krishna, to facilitate Krishna to come. So for him, there is no fear. So thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.